This is a special sports presentation on K98.7.
Newark starting off strong.
It's time for Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Three on the way.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores,
Bullseye,
Mummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store. Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
From the Taft Coliseum at the Ohio State Fairgrounds, it's the district championship as the Newark Wildcats, the second seed, take on the eighth-seeded Gahanna Lincoln Lions. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Mays. Happy Saturday afternoon. I know Mother Nature causing some problems in our listening area. Hopefully, everyone, you stay safe, and you'll have the opportunity to listen to this great basketball game between the Wildcats and the Lions. Both of them had interesting district semifinal matchups. First, for Newark, they took on 23rd seed Delaware Hayes, but it was a battle all the way to the end. Newark gets the victory 50-44, in large part thanks to Tybron Brooks, who scored 23 points and sank four free throws in the final 33 seconds to get the victory. Ty Gilbert added 15 points, but Newark not able to shoot well from the floor, 15 of 37 for 40%, 5 of 15 from three-point range, and just 15 of 24 from the charity stripe for 62%. Gahanna beat Lancaster 55-38, but that game a lot closer than the final score would indicate, as the Lions led just 21-15 at halftime, but were able to go on and post the 17-point victory. They were 18 of 30 from the floor, 60%, 17 of 23 from the line, and held Lancaster to 4 of 20 from 3 and 14 of 37 overall. These teams last met back in the 2023 season, with Newark winning that ball game and 41-38, the overall series, about as close as you can get. Newark leads the series 12-11. Should be a good matchup between these two teams. The Cats looking for their first district championship since 2021, and also going for their 27th district title. They've already gotten the 21 wins. 20 wins for the eighth time in the last 21 years, and the seventh time they've eclipsed 20 victories in the last 10 seasons. Tony Stabe at Gahanna, he's also very similar to Coach Quackenbush. He's been at Gahanna 24 years, 420 wins. This is the most wins they've had since that 22-23 campaign, when they went 25-3. The winner will play the winner of the second game tonight after us, that being Reynoldsburg and Pickerington North in a regional semifinal coming up next Wednesday here at the Taft Coliseum at 6 p.m. But these teams, they want to get that district final first before they have any thoughts about regional and state play. So it's Newark and Gahanna, and up next we'll hear from head coach Jeff Quackenbush as the Newark Wildcat pregame show continues on the home of the Cats, K98.7.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department, so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it, or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors, 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, There's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Welcome back, everyone. We get ready for this district championship between Newark and Gahanna, joined by head coach Jeff Quackenbush. And, Coach, we go back to Monday night. Survive in advance, that's what you do in the tournament, and Delaware Hayes gave everything they can. You talked about Russell coming back and making a difference, but you guys find a way to win and pulled it out in the second half.
Yeah, number one, he played really well, and when you add your best player back to your team, everybody else gets a little bit better. I thought our kids got a little shell-shocked early, maybe thought that was going to be an easy one. We all know today won't be an easy one, so we'll be locked in.
And really, if you look at the stats from Monday, they weren't horrible statistics, but sometimes those things don't matter. But it just seemed like even when we made the runs in the third quarter, Delaware just decided we're not going to go away.
Yeah, they made some big threes late in the game to keep it close. And some of that's on us, too, our defense. We'll have to play much better defensively and offensively today.
They wanted to take away Jake. They did that. But once again, Ty Braun just steps up and makes big plays. He kept us in the ballgame in the first half.
Absolutely. And then I thought, you know, Ty was his normal self in the second half. So it's going to take all three of those guys today to play. And the biggest thing we talked about is our role guys have to be more engaged and more locked in as you play in the tournament. And we're going to need some guys to kind of step up tonight. It can't always be just those three.
Gahanna comes in, a solid win over Lancaster. I think they shot 60% from the field in that win over the Gales, and Lancaster just could not find the basket. But what do we know about the Lions? Obviously, their coach has been there a long time. He's got his program, but a scouting report on Gahanna.
Well, really athletic. People say they're young, but they're not. They have eight seniors. They do play a couple freshmen, a lot of minutes, and another freshman a little bit. Run really good man offense. You know, Tony and I have played against each other plenty of times with all different types of teams. So it'll be a great game.
What, you know, one or two characteristics or key areas you think will be a focus for their game?
Well, you got to win the paint. They love to back cut. They love to drive it. You got to get them blocked out. If we don't win the paint, we're going to get beat.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck against Gahanna.
Thank you.
This is Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Mother Nature warming us up means it's time to mow. Hi, this is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville. Come see us for our line of Spartan mowers. When I hear Spartan, I think gladiators and battles. Be the victor. Featuring a 3-year warranty on major components and built like a tank. With up to 40 horsepower, it'll make quick work of those chores and more time for fun. Ask us about the Spartan Military and First Responders Program. Come visit us at the toy store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive through away.
March is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month. In the United States, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related death in both men and women, and the incidence in people under 50 is increasing each year. Lickey Memorial Health Systems encourages those who are age 45 or older to receive regular colon screenings, which help to discover colon cancer early when it is highly treatable. Contact your physician today to schedule a screening. For more information, visit lmhscolonhealth.org.
At Rent-to-Own, you can choose from three great coupon offers this month. $10 pays your first week, $40 pays your first month, or 200 days, same as cash. Wow! Deals like a Midea laundry pair for only $20 per week. 75-inch Hisense TV with Fire TV smart streaming for only $15 per week. A set of new tires starting at $16 per week and more. Choose your product, choose your deal only at Rent-to-Own. Shop in-store or online at r2o.com.
This winter's been rough. Cold mornings, snow piling up, roads that are both slippery and wet. You're tired. But is your car tired yet? There's a lot of winter left. If your traction feels sketchy, stop putting off getting new rubber. Ohio Tire Sales in Newark has tires for cars, trucks, farm equipment, and fleets. Installed by people who know tires inside and out. Drive safer. Stop by Ohio Tire Sales under the bridge near Everett Park or visit OhioTireSales.com.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to the Taft Coliseum, and I should say a very warm and humid Taft Coliseum. With the weather we have outside, it has made it very sticky here inside. In the games before this one, they've had to spend a lot of time cleaning up moisture on the floor, and I would assume that would continue in this matchup as well between Newark and Gahanna. Cats coming in shooting 50% overall from the floor. They are 54% from two-point range, 41% from three, and 73% from the foul line. And those will be the keys for this run for the Cats, shooting the ball and shooting it well. They did not shoot it well against Delaware Hayes, 15 of 37, as we talked about, and more importantly, the 15 of 24 from the foul line. That's going to have to get better as we move forward, and especially in a game today against Gahanna. And this is a backdrop that can always cause you problems. You can have great shooting teams come in here to the barn, and it just doesn't work out. The Cats struggled shooting the ball here last year against Upper Arlington, which kind of led to the Golden Bears getting the victory over the Cats, and hopefully you can learn from that, but you just kind of have to feel it out and see what you want to do. And I'm assuming perimeter play will be a key as well. It's not going to be any surprise if Gahanna tries to take away Jake Quackenbush, who, congratulations to Jake, named the Central District Division I Player of the Year, and that was well-earned. 19 points, 11 boards, shooting about 50% from the floor. Jake has definitely worked extremely hard in the offseason to get ready for this year, and that is a wonderful honor for Jake being named Player of the Year. Obviously, first team, Ty Gilbert was second team, and Tybron Brooks, honorable mention. I definitely thought he deserved third team, if not second team. But you have a lot of great players in Central Ohio. But Tybron, he has been huge for the Cats, and especially Tuesday night when he poured in 23 of his team's 50 points. We are getting ready for the starting lineups. First for Gahanna, Derek Rivera Whitfield will start along with Ryan Washington. Nick Newman will also start for Gahanna. Raheed Washington. Steve Blackman will round out the starting lineup. So it's Washington, Blackman, two Washingtons, I should say. Rivera Whitfield and Newman will start for Gahanna. For the Newark Wildcats, the same starting five that we have seen for the first 23 games of this campaign. That being senior Jake Quackenbush and senior Ty Gilbert with junior Tybron Brooks. Rounding out the starting lineup, senior Alex Irvin Royster and sophomore Zach Meister. So Meister, Irvin Royster, Brooks, Gilbert, and Quackenbush for the Newark Wildcats. Earlier today here at the Taft Coliseum, Olentangy got by Olentangy Orange in overtime to win one district championship. The game right before us was quite a barn burner and almost a major stunner. 10th-seeded Grove City took Hilliard Bradley all the way down to the wire there, the top seed. Bradley was able to come out with a five-point victory at 52-47, but Grove City led late 47-46, but Bradley was able to score the final points of the ball game to get the victory, but Grove City played them extremely tough. So Bradley and Olentangy will play next week in one regional semifinal, and then the winner of this one will take on the winner of Reynoldsburg and Pickering Warrington North, which will follow us. That'll be the other regional semi, and that will be Wednesday at 6 p.m. So if the Cats win it, we'll obviously carry that game for you right here on Tate 98.7. Cats being the second seed will be in their home white with the crimson trim. Kahana in their visiting light blue with yellow trim. Both teams are now out on the floor as we get ready. Jake will jump center against Nick Newman. It is a both teams are deep. Both teams have a lot of seniors. Six for the Cats, eight for Kahana. We're set to go for this district championship here on Tate 98.7 and the opening tap controlled by the Wildcats. Tyron Brooks will bring it into the front court. And Meister will get the loose ball back to Brooks, and they'll set things up. Kahana starts out in a 2-3 zone, little matchup 2-3 zone. And now, just like that, they switch it to man. So I wonder if there was some confusion to start out. They're in man now. Driving baseline, it's Brooks along the left side. Back out to Meister. He'll drive it into the elbow, cut off. Up top, Gilbert. Right wing, it goes Brooks. Tyron will dribble back to the top of the key. Swing it over to Gilbert, left wing. Gilbert takes it along the left baseline. He's double-teamed, looking to get a runner going. They're going to say no shot, but there will be a foul on the floor on Kahana. And the foul will be on Rivera Whitfield, his first team foul, number one. Baseline out of bounds for the Cats. Brooks, lob into Quackenbush. Jake thought about the three, takes it to the foul circle. Now Meister, Zach all the way in. He's cut off. Gilbert left baseline. Ty spins around. Now Brooks left wing. Tyron will bring it back out near half court. Meister has it right wing. Zach keeps his dribble. Here's Gilbert, thought about the three. Now trying to drive baseline, nowhere to go. Still trying to go in, has his shot rejected, and we'll have a foul on Kahana. Foul is on Raheem Washington, his first. Ty will go to line for two. Ty was a little close to maybe getting an offensive foul there as he lowered his shoulder, but the ref called the foul on Kahana, and Gilbert at the line for two. Senior's first one, around will not go. So we are still scoreless a minute in. Kahana yet to have an offensive possession. But they picked up two personal fouls on Newark's opening possession. Ty ready for the second foul shot. On the way. Got it. And Newark on the board first. 1-0, 7-0-3, first quarter. So here comes Kahana. Blackman brings it across the timeline. Newark will start out man-to-man. Blackman goes on the right side to Newman. Newman hands it off to Washington. He's cut off. Nowhere to go along the baseline. Near steal and stepping out of bounds is Newman. Good defense by Alex Irvin Royster. Turnover for Kahana. Back to the Cats with a one-zip lead. Here's Brooks across the timeline. Ty Braun over goes to Gilbert. Ty back up top, Irvin Royster. Alex looking inside, right wing Brooks. Ty Braun swings it, Gilbert. Ty, open three. Nope. Irvin Royster battles. He gets the offensive rebound. Newark will reset. Ty almost loses the handle, saves it to Brooks, top of the key. Right wing Meister. He'll take it into the paint. He's cut off. Back up top, Brooks. Good defense played by both teams to start this one out. Meister out front. Hands it off to Brooks. Ty Braun looking to penetrate, as he always does. Takes it hard into the rack. Puts it up, and it bounces off. That is a tight rim, and we'll have, I believe, a foul on Kahana Lincoln. And Irvin Royster will go to the line for two. Alex at the line. First foul shot gets the shooter's touch. Alex 50% from the charity stripe. 2-0 Newark. Royster's ready. Second foul shot. Spins in and out, and the rebound Kahana. So two foul shots is what we have so far. Cats 2-4 from the line. Hopefully that gets a little bit better. Washington swings it over to Newman. Looking inside. Ryan Washington has it nearly stolen. Now he puts it up, puts it in. Tied at two. 5.5 first quarter. Quackenbush, top of the key. Here's Gilbert, right wing. Good head fake. He'll bring it back up top. Now swings it to Irvin Royster. Left baseline, it's Brooks. Ty Braun takes it to the left elbow. Fires the jumper, pure. Ty Braun now with his first basket, 4-2 Newark. Kahana comes back quickly, and we'll have a foul on Zach Meister as Ryan Washington took it to the rack hard. Foul on Meister, his first, team foul number one. Already a substitution, a couple substitutions, one for each team. Colton Peterson will come in for Newark. Caleb Irvin for Gahanna. So Peterson in, Meister will sit. Colton's been shooting the ball well from three recently. And a nice inbound play up and in for Washington. Ryan Washington now has both baskets for Gahanna. We are tied at four. 3 minutes in this opening stanza. Brooks up top, Gilbert swings it right side, Peterson. Colton top of the key. Here's Gilbert cutting at the foul circle. Turn, shoots, off the mark. Irvin Royster, another offensive rebound. They'll swing it back up. Good head fake by Brooks into the paint. Loses the ball. Here comes Gahanna, but Irvin Royster takes it right back. And underneath, Quackenbush, layup, good. Hustle play right there for the Cats. And Quackenbush is able to put it off the glass, 6-4. Cats lead by two. Newman has it knocked away, but it goes right to a Gahanna player who puts it up. Offensive foul on Blackman. Quackenbush there to draw the charge, and Newark will get it back. No basket. 4:28, first quarter, 6-4. Newark leads it. Cats trying for their 27th district championship. Said it was 21. It actually was just 2 years ago they won their 26th. Quackenbush strong into the paint. Puts it up and in. Off to a much better start this afternoon than he was on Monday night. And the Cats now up by four. Here's Rivera Whitfield. He gives it off to Washington. And now they'll spin it around. Shot no good, but a foul, I believe, on Gilbert as Blackman took it hard to the rack. Yep, that'll be on Gilbert, his first, team foul number two. We talked about the multiple seniors for Gahanna, but they also have freshmen starting in this lineup. Blackman and Raheem Washington are both freshmen. Blackman at the line, first foul shot good. Makes the score 8-5, Newark. Breaking in for the Blackman ready for his second foul shot. Bodie Smith in. Ty Gilbert will take a seat. And Blackman's ready for the second foul shot. Aims it, shoots it, gets it. 8-6, Newark by two. Play called out as Brooks brings it across into the front court. Peterson up top, Quackenbush. Now it's Irvin Royster. Here's Brooks on the left wing. Now Quackenbush left baseline. Jake looking inside. Up top, Brooks. Ty Braun will get a screen from Jake on the right side. Takes it hard into the paint. And his shot rejected out of bounds. And they're going to say Gahanna basketball. If anything, I thought that was going to be a jump ball, but they say no. And it'll go over to the Lions. Newark by two at 8-6. 3.5. First quarter. Blackman up top. It goes to Roger Carter. Carter has just checked in. He'll take it to the left side. And here's a three on the way. Hits the side of the backboard. Rebound. Quackenbush gets it for the Caps. Newark brings it across. Brooks again taking it into the paint. Boy, they are letting Gahanna bang him around when he gets into the paint. Smith has it out front. Bodie. Irvin Royster at the top. Right wing Brooks, inside Quackenbush. Jake has a smaller man on him. See if he tries to take it in. He does. He shoots. He's fouled. He'll go to the line for two. We'll take a break. 2:57 first quarter. Cats up 8-6 on the home of Newark basketball. Kate 98.7.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummy's. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummy's on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
This is Newark High School Basketball on KATE 98.7.
Quackenbush hits both foul shots, so Newark back up again by 4 at 10-6, under 3 to play in this first quarter. Brian Mays with you here at the Taft Coliseum at the Fairgrounds. Gahanno with the basketball. Rivera Whitfield has it right side. They'll swing it up top to Landon Shearer, who's checked in. Back to Rivera Whitfield right side outside the arc. Takes it into the paint. Double team. Swings it around. Here's a three on the way. No good. Rebound inside by Sean Brettville, who's checked in for the Cats. 10-6 our score. Peterson left side. Up top, Quackenbush. Jake. Now to Brooks, top of the key. Ty Braun. Up top, Brettville. They'll swing it right side, Smith. Here's Quackenbush right baseline. Looks to drive. Lot of contact, and they're going to say Jake stepped out of bounds. They've put a smaller man on Jake, and he's trying to take it to the rack. I know he can also just shoot right over him if he wants. But he's just done a tremendous job all season of getting to the foul line, so I understand that concept as well. 10-6, Newark by 4. As we come up on 2 minutes, first quarter. Pass inside, shot no good, but a foul will be on Bodie Smith. As going hard into the paint was Roger Carter. Carter banged his left knee a little bit, but he looks to be all right. Foul on Bodie, his first. Team foul number 3. And Carter at the line for 2. Both teams still just trying to feel each other out here. The first quarter you kind of expect in a matchup like this. First foul shot good. Gahanno coming in with a record of 17-6. They have won 4 straight and 8 of their last 10. You always want to play your best basketball come March, and the Lions seem to be doing that. Carter, 1 of 2 as he misses the second one, and Gilbert's there to get the board for Newark. 10-7. Here's Gilbert. Off it goes to Peterson. Peterson to Meister. Zach, right wing Gilbert. Here's baseline Quackenbush. Back up top, Gilbert. Gilbert looking to take it in. Double team. Quackenbush launches a three. Spins in and out. And the rebound by Gahanno. Here come the Lions. Looking inside, it's Washington. Try to feed it even more inside. And it works. It's Washington to Washington on that play. Ryan gets his third basket. And it's 10-9. Newark's lead cut to 1. Meister up top, Quackenbush. Left wing, Peterson. Up top it goes, Gilbert. Gilbert gets a pick, fires up a shot, bullseye. Ty Gilbert with a trifecta, and it's 13-9. Cats up by 4. And going in hard is Rivera Whitfield, and a foul will be on Newark. Second foul on Bodie Smith. It'll be the 4th team foul, so not yet double bonus for Gahanno. Peterson out, Brooks back in. Both teams using their bench a lot here in this first quarter. And again, we talked about how warm it is here in the Taft Coliseum. This will be probably as warm a gym as these guys have played in for quite some time. We've had such that frigid winter outside. And yeah, I know we've been indoors, but I can't tell you the last time I've been in a gym that's been this warm, except in Summer League Bowl. And they've already got a moisture issue they're going to have to work on. And both teams will be going to their bench. And in fact, they've got potentially a little bit of blood on the floor, too, as they're getting that cleaned up. Moisture, blood. Feel like I'm in a lab. All right, I think we're ready to go now. 13-9, Newark by 4, 63 seconds first quarter. And we are set. So being the 14th foul, it'll be baseline out of bounds for the Lions. Shearer will inbound it. Looking to get it in. Lobs it into Rivera Whitfield. Now here's Ryan Washington. Washington takes it into the paint. Shot no good, but we're going to have a foul on Newark. Foul is going to be on Meister, and that'll be his second foul. So Meister and Smith both with two, and Ryan Washington at the line for two at 57.5 seconds to go, first quarter. 13-9 Newark. They have led this entire first quarter with one tie. First foul shot, good. So the Lions currently 4 of 5 from the line. Newark 2 of 4. And Washington ready now for his second foul shot. Lines it up, the lefty does. That one spins in and out. And Newark gets the rebound at 55 seconds, leading by 3 at 13-10. Up top, Gilbert. Takes it into the paint, has it knocked away, and then a frustration foul on Ty, and that'll be his second. So now three Newark players with two personal fouls in this first quarter. And Roger Carter back to the line where he just split a pair. So Cats will have to be careful here now that you've got three players in not foul trouble, but close to it. Carter hits the first, 13-11. So Peterson will come back in. Gilbert will sit for the remainder of the first quarter with those two personals. Second foul shot also up and in by Carter. And it's back to a one-point lead for Newark at 13-12. Brooks across the timeline. Here's Smith. Bodie up top, Quackenbush. Here's right wing Brooks. Ty Braun looking inside to Quackenbush. He'll bring it back out, swinging around to Peterson. Inside Quackenbush, good position, double team, fadeaway jumper, switch. Jake having a very nice first quarter with 7 points, and it's 15-12. Cats lead it with 10 seconds to go. Carter, off it goes Washington right side. They'll swing it around. Jumper on the way. That is up and in. And that's the way the quarter will come to an end. Steve Blackman hits the jumper. And a good one here at the Taft Coliseum. 15-14. Newark leads it by one. Back with the second quarter after this timeout on the home of Wildcat basketball. Kate 98.7.
At Duncan's Diamonds, we are obsessed with finding you a diamond as unique as your love. As direct diamond importers, we traveled the world to find pieces of unbeatable value and quality. We have 30 times the selection of a typical jewelry store, from enchanting engagement rings to previously enjoyed Rolex timepieces. We have a special something for everyone.
Hi, I'm Stuart Duncan from Duncan's Diamonds. We have an unparalleled passion for bringing you the best in diamonds and jewelry. We are here to make the spectacular manageable with expert guidance, exceptional discounts, and unmatched financing programs.
With no middleman, we're able to offer prices 30 to 40% below the rest.
We will not be undersold by anyone, anytime, anywhere, and you can count on it. Come see us today.
Duncan's Diamonds. It's worth the drive to give the gift of a lifetime. Newark Heath in the Indian Mound Mall.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready to start the second quarter. DeHanna with the basketball. They trail Newark by one in this district championship, 15-14. Good start for Jake Quackenbush. He has 8 points. Gilbert, 4, leading the way for the Cats. 7 points for Ryan Washington, leading for DeHanna. Blackman, who hit the jumper right near the end, swings it over. Here's Rivera Smith on the left side, outside the arc. Physical game right now inside. Loose ball, and Peterson picks it up for the Cats. It's a two-on-one. Brooks And they'll have to slow it up as the pass was not really good for Brooks and Peterson, and they'll have to reset. So Newark will have the basketball up by one, 15-14, 7:20, second quarter. Brooks, top of the key, off it goes to Smith. They'll swing at Quackenbush. Jake launches a three, a little bit strong, and the rebound by Johanna. Rivera-Smith. They'll swing it. Newman, back to Rivera-Smith. Deep three. Nope. Rebound Brooks. Cats will live with that shot all afternoon. Peterson, Smith, back to Peterson. Here's Brooks up top. Quackenbush back to Brooks. Near steal by Johanna, and then they do get it. Rivera-Smith, coast to coast. No good, but he's fouled by Brooks. Newark fans not happy with that call, but it looked like there was some body contact. Brooks is first, team foul number one in this second quarter. And Rivera Whitfield will go to the line. Yet to score in this one. Ready for the first one. Got it. It's going to be a physical contest. And I think some outside shots are going to need to be made by both ball clubs. Second foul shot spins in, hits the back of the backboard, and goes back in, giving Johanna their first lead at 16-15. Brooks Peterson. Off it goes to Brooks, right wing. Boy, they're battling Quackenbush, and they're holding on to his jersey. And last time I checked, that's a foul. And Rivera-Smith blocked the shot. They're going to call a foul. I don't know if that's a makeup call or not, but the officials are having a tough start to the second quarter. Peterson will go to the line. Let's see if they say it's a three or a two. They're going to say three. So Rivera Whitfield gets the foul. Colton Peterson at the line to shoot three. Gets the first. Johanna Bench had to keep each other back from going crazy on that foul call. It was a tough one. Peterson can't hit the second. Zach Meister back in. Bodie Smith will sit as Peterson tries to hit the second of three foul shot opportunities. Colton is ready. Junior fires and hits. So Newark back up by one at 17-16. 6:25 second quarter. Rivera Whitfield across the timeline. Now Shearer inside. Stolen away by Brooks. Anticipated that pass beautifully. And they are just, I don't know how else to put it. Quackenbush for three, deep, no good. Meister goes up for an offensive rebound. Peterson takes it in, and an offensive foul. Well, this is just one guy's opinion, but they're not calling it consistently at all. One moment you've got a foul right in front of us that they don't call, and then that one, which had less contact, they call an offensive foul on Peterson. This is going to be very, very difficult for the players and coaches to judge how to play when it is this inconsistent of officiating. 17-16, Newark by one. Peterson has Rivera Whitfield out near half court. He'll drive by him and has it stolen away by Meister. Zach looking to take it all the way. He puts it up. What do we got? A blocking foul. Good aggressive play by Meister. Gets the foul on London Shearer. Zach with the steal took it all the way. Felt he had the angle, and he did, and he'll go to the line for two. Good move by the sophomore. And what I was going to say earlier is they're just grabbing the jersey of Jake as soon as he comes across half court. First foul shot by Meister, no good, as Newark continues to have issues at the foul line. Meister ready. Second foul shot. That one is good. So Zach getting his first point in this championship game. And Newark now again up by two at 18-16 with 5:40 remaining in this second quarter. Shearer over goes to Washington. Back up top, Shearer on the left side. Looking inside, it's Washington. Head fake once, puts it up over Quackenbush. Short, Jake, good defense, gets the rebound. Cats up by two, looking to extend that lead. Brooks, here's Meister on the left wing. Zach, swinged it to Brooks on the right side. Now Quackenbush, Jake, turns, shoots, no good. Gilbert tipped it but was unable to corral it, and the rebound goes to the Lions. Newark still up by two, 3 minutes in, second quarter. Ryan Washington along the baseline now. Raheed Washington, top of the key. He'll dribble to the right side and give it back to Ryan. Ryan, left side it goes, Revere Whitfield. He'll bring it back out. Cats, little 2-3 zone right now. Whitfield trying to figure out where he wants to go with the basketball. Washington, left side. Washington, top of the key. Whitfield takes it in. Jumper baseline, way short. Rebound, Quackenbush. That defense definitely confused Gahanna on that possession. Gilbert, open three. Bullseye. Time out, Gahanna. 21-16, Cats by five on the home of Newark basketball. Gate 98.7.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Gahanna calls the timeout as Newark has scored six straight to take a five-point lead at 21-16 with 4:22 remaining in this second quarter. Gilbert now with 7 points, hitting a couple of trifectas. Shearer across the timeline faces a double team, gets rid of it quickly to Rivera Whitfield. Bounce pass at the foul circle. They spin it around, and a three on the way is an air ball. And Washington gets it, though, for Gahanna. Back inside to his brother, puts it up and in. Raheem to Ryan, and Ryan's been a problem. He's got 9 points, 21-18. Tough sometimes to get that defensive rebound when it's an air ball. Meister top. Goes to the left elbow. Zach looks to take it in strong. Puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound, and he is hammered, and no call. Oh, my goodness. He was crushed by two Gahanna players, and they don't call the foul. Rivera Whitfield. Here's a three on the way. We're tied. Steve Blackman. He's going to keep shooting, and we're tied at 21. Here's Brooks. Top of the key. Ty Braun. Yet to score in this second quarter. Only has 2 points in the game. Gilbert at the top. Irvin Royster swings it to Brooks. Ty Braun launches a three off the iron. And out of bounds, it'll go to Gahanna. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcat basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT. W254CT Newark. Kate 98.7.
3:09 remains before halftime. We are tied at 21 in this district final between Newark and Gahanna. Lions with the basketball. Peterson is back in for Newark. Gilbert on the bench. Rivera Whitfield looking inside. Meister, another steal. Zach is doing a great job defensively so far this afternoon for Newark. Peterson takes it to the top. Right wing Meister. Up top, Irvin Royster. Now to Brooks. Ty Braun. Royster, right wing. Brooks launches the three. Got it. He just missed one. He comes right back and drills another. Newark up by three, 24-21. Here's Blackman. Along the left, he'll bring it all the way out front at 2:22, second quarter. looking to get a pick. He does on the left wing. Off it goes to Ryan Washington. Blackman left baseline. Raheem Washington cut to the basket, but they missed him, and he was wide open. Rivera Smith out near half court. And that's a moving screen, and they called it. Raheem decided to put it into gear instead of holding for a screen, and a good call right there by the official. I'll give him credit for that one. Saw that one and got it. Breckville coming back in. Urban Royster will sit. So right now it's Quackenbush, Brooks, Breckville, Peterson, and Meister for Newark with a three-point lead as we come up on 2 minutes to play before halftime. Brooks left wing, Peterson up top, Quackenbush, right wing Meister. Up top, Tybron gets a screen, takes it to the left elbow. Peterson left baseline, double team, swings it around to Meister on the right baseline. Meister into the paint, kicks it, Brooks, good head fake, into the paint, little floater, doesn't go, and the rebound inside by Gehanna. That was good ball movement, shot just didn't go that time as we come up on 90 seconds. Second quarter, 24-21, Newark by three. Newman, over it goes to Ryan Washington. Washington getting a pick. And now it's Roger Carter out front. Carter keeps his dribble with Peterson guarding him. Washington double teamed. Here's a shot from just inside three. It's no good, and Quackenbush another rebound. Jake on his way to another double-double. 1 minute to play. Quackenbush to Brooks. Cats take a little air out here. 55 seconds. They're going to wait for Gehanna to come out, and Shearer does to Brooks. They'll swing it over to Quackenbush. 48 seconds. Looks back at Dad and says, okay, what do you want to do? He says, hold it, hold it. Let them come out. Gehanna's in no rush to come out. 38 seconds. Jake still has it out near half court. Has not started his dribble, so he has plenty of time. And Gehanna's going to go, we're going to wait. We'll wait as well. 25 seconds, so this is going to be a minute stall, it looks like. Here's Brooks now. He gets the handoff from Quackenbush. Down to 15 seconds. Tybron still out near half court. Down to 10. Here we go. Brooks looking inside. He'll get a screen on the right, cut off, takes it into the paint. Quackenbush, fadeaway jumper, no good. Blutz out of bounds, and that's, I think, the way the buzzer, what are they going to say, a tenth of a second? Referees are going to converge. They're going to say halftime. So that was an interesting little finish there as the Cats held it for the final minute, weren't able to get maybe the best shot off up there, but it did go out of bounds, and that's the way the half will come to an end. So a good one here at the Taft Coliseum. One half in the books of this district championship. Newark leads by three at 24-21. We'll recap the first half after this timeout on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. Do you think vaping is harmless? Think again. Those sweet clouds are not so sweet for your mouth. Vaping dries out your mouth, feeds bacteria, and can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, and bad breath that no mint can fix. Protect your smile. Your gums and teeth deserve better than what's in a vape. Keep your mouth healthy. Ditch the vape. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at mcmillandental.com.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog, to livestock, to show, and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Whatever temperatures the weather may bring, Federal Elite is ready to help. A factory-authorized Bryant dealer committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. So whether you're looking for a quick fix or a new system, Federal Elite will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule today by calling our friendly staff at 754-HEAT and ask about our many financing options available. And let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes.
It's official. Great beer and great people gather together at Trek Brewing. You're invited to join in to enjoy the full menu with incredible mouth-watering specials. Let's not forget the fresh and delicious craft brews and handcrafted cocktails. Trek supports local organizations Thursdays, and be sure to hit the links on the state-of-the-art golf simulators no matter the weather. Trek Brewing, trekbeer.com.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Today's game between Newark and Gahanna is being broadcast through the cooperation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. The OHSAA is a voluntary nonprofit educational organization through which member schools work cooperatively to adopt the standards and regulations that guide their interscholastic activities. The upholding of these standards and the adherence to the regulations helps to provide more wholesome and educationally worthwhile activities for student athletes grades 7 through 12. The schools participating in this contest consider interscholastic athletics an integral part of the educational program and primarily for the purpose of making better men and women out of their students. The OHSAA reserves all broadcasting rights to postseason tournament games. We are at halftime at the Taft Coliseum, 24-21. Newark leads this by 3. The Cats led by 1 after the first quarter, 15-14, and were able to outscore Gahanna 9-7 in the second quarter for this three-point advantage. Leading the way for Gahanna, Ryan Washington, he had 9 points, 7 points for Steve Blackman, 3 for Roger Carter, 2 points for Derek Rivera Whitfield. For the Cats, Jay Quackenbush had 8 points, all of those in the first quarter, 7 points for Ty Gilbert, 5 points for Tybron Brooks, 2 for Colton Peterson, and a point each for Alex Irvin Royster and Zach Meister. So we expected this one to be a physical contest, each possession meaning something, and that's exactly what we've gotten so far in this first half. Gahanna did have one lead, but then the Cats were able to score 6 straight and have maintained the lead for a remainder of the second quarter. Earlier today, district champions went to Olentangy as they defeated arch rival Olentangy Orange in overtime. And the game before us here at the Taft Coliseum, it was a good one between Hilliard-Bradley, a team that won at the Jimmy this year at the buzzer. And they're the top seed in the Central District. They had their hands full with Grove City, but were able to hold on and get a 5-point victory at 52-47. So those two teams will play next Wednesday and one regional semifinal, which will follow the regional semifinal between the winner of this game and the game coming up here at the Taft, that being between Reynoldsburg and Pickerington North. Reynoldsburg a heavy, heavy favorite to win that and get another district title. And that would set up, if Newark is able to hold on and get the victory here, round 3 of this 25-26 campaign between Newark and Reynoldsburg, each team winning on their home floor during the regular season, sharing a league championship, the OCC Buckeye. Those were both their only losses in league play. Reynoldsburg is sitting behind me here at Press Row, very much watching this one with a lot of interest, but they wanted another shot at the Cats. Don't let that fool you. despite losing one of the games this year. They wanted that third matchup against the Cats, and we'll see if that's able to come to fruition between these two arch rivals and powerhouses. We have more basketball as well coming up for you after our ball game this afternoon. The Ohio State men's team wrapping up the regular season at home, taking on the Indiana Hoosiers. I think Ohio State is in after their win at home over Purdue and their blowout win at Penn State, but you kind of want to finish strong, knock off Indiana, make sure that bubble team is a race before you head to the Big Ten tournament. You'd hate to lose that one at home and then maybe lose in your first matchup in the Big Ten and go right back on the bubble, but see if Ohio State can take care of that and knock off Indiana at the shot. That game will follow us right here on Kate 98.7 Buckeye Basketball coming up for you. Newark is back out on the floor getting their warm-up set, and DeHanna now just entering. And they've done a good job as well. They have turned on a few of the huge fans here at the Taft Coliseum to cool things down a bit. It really was humid, and that's going to help as well with the moisture on the floor. So everybody's grateful, yours truly included, that the fans are running and it's a lot more comfortable here in the Coliseum. So the Cats, it'll be a physical battle in the second half. Can they get enough scoring to get this victory? It's going to be tough, but I think, you know, you look at Quackenbush with having 8 points, a much better performance than what we saw Monday night when Delaware just tried to completely take him out. And maybe Tybron Brooks will be able to get going a little bit more in the second half as well. Just 2 baskets and 5 points, but they have really clogged up the middle, making it very tough for him to get into the paint, which he loves to do. We'll see what adjustments are made on both teams as we get ready for second half action in a district championship. That's coming up as Newark leads at 24-21 on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money and refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jeff's day is off to a slow start. So he heads to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination, where Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Jeff is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7. Hungry? Then it's time.
Brian Mays back to Taft Coliseum as we get ready for this third quarter between Newark and DeHanna. 24-21, the Cats lead it by 3. If you look at points per game, this is Gahanna's favor right now. The Lions average 54 points a contest, give up 49. Newark at 64 and give up 43. But you know scoring will be down in most cases when it comes to tournament time. So not a big surprise. The score is what it is at 24-21. Again, Quackenbush with 8, Gilbert with 7, and Brooks with 5 leading the way for Newark. And another stat I should bring up is probably foul shooting. Cats need to make sure they hit those charity tosses here in this second half as they get ready. Newark will inbound it as we start the third quarter. Quackenbush, Meister, Brooks, Gilbert, and Irvin Royster. Gilbert, Meister, and Smith with 2 personals for Newark. Cats get the ball first. They will go right to left in this third quarter and have the 3-point lead. Brooks with it out front. 2-3 zone started here by DeHanna. Quackenbush, foul circle, turn, shoot, spins in and out. Meister, another offensive rebound. Gilbert launches a 3. Short. Meister, a second offensive rebound. Oh, is he playing a great game. Gilbert, tough runner. That spins in and out. Irvin Royster battles inside. Jump ball. It'll turn it over to DeHanna. But great effort by Zach Meister with 2 offensive rebounds on that opening possession here in quarter number 3. Newark unable to convert, so Gahanna can tie with a three or cut it to one with a two. Raheem Washington has it out front. Irvin Royster on him. Washington takes it in strong to the paint, puts up the shot, no good, and then he'll be whistled for an over-the-back. He's just a freshman. He's going to be a good one. Third personal on Washington. See if Coach is going to maybe take him out, and he looks like he's going to bring in Roger Carter. Carter much quicker, but nearly as big as Washington. Brooks up top, Meister. Left wing, Gilbert. Ty drives baseline. Irvin Royster back up top, Meister. Near steal by Gahanna, but Brooks gets it. Ty swings it to Gilbert, left wing. Meister, and up top of the key, it goes to Brooks. 24-21 Newark. Gilbert fires a three. Got it! Ty in double figures, first one to do that. He's now got three threes, and the Cats tie their largest lead at 27-21. In fact, that is their largest lead. It was at five. 27-21 Newark. 6.5 third quarter. Washington looking inside, has it knocked away, and a steal by Gilbert. Ty spins away. Irvin Royster gets it. Alex takes it up. No good, and a rebound by Washington. Up ahead it goes. Layup missed, though, by Washington. Back comes Newark. A little bit up-tempo here. Meister, left wing, up top Brooks. Ty Braun swings it. Quackenbush thought about the three. Back to Ty Braun. And Brooks will reset. Now we're back into the half-court deal. Both fast break possessions did not look good, and both teams saying that's enough of that. Meister, top of the key. Right wing, Brooks. Ty Braun will drive baseline. Spins, but nowhere to go. Looking inside to Quackenbush. Just can't get him the basketball right now. So left wing it goes, Meister. He'll drive baseline. Zach double teamed. Tries to save it, and he does. And looks like Newark calls a timeout. So we'll call one as well. 5:44 third quarter, 27-21. Cats by six on the home of Newark basketball. Kate 98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive through away. Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive through away. This is Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Ty Gilbert is feeling it in this third quarter. Back-to-back trays and Newark by 9, 30-21. Three on the way and a big answer by Nick Newman. His first basket of the afternoon, and that's a big one as it cuts Newark's lead from 9-6 at 30-24. 5 minutes remain in this third quarter. You almost felt like a run was coming there for Newark, but Newman hits a big three. Irvin Royster left wing, up top Quackenbush. Jake, lob inside, Brooks puts it up. No good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. Good backdoor play, good pass by Jake to Ty Braun, and Brooks will go to the line for two. Foul is on Blackman. That'll be his second. And Ty Braun at the line for two. Junior, honorable mention, all district. Has the first one spin in and out. Coach just shakes his head on some of the foul shooting woes that continue to plague this Newark basketball team. 74% from the line during the regular season, but it's been a struggle. 15 of 24 in the first game against Delaware, and both foul shots missed. Out of bounds, though, Newark gets a break as it goes off of Gahanna. But I'd say they're probably around 60% right now. Baseline out of bounds. Brooks will do it. Looking to get it in. Does to Meister, left baseline. Up top, Quackenbush. 30-24, Newark by 6. Meister. Up front. And we've got a moving screen on Alex Irvin Royster. First foul on Alex. So, a possession coming up empty with two foul shots missed, and then you get the rebound, but then an offensive foul. 4:35, third quarter. Cats up by 6. Going for this district championship. Washington drives baseline. Has it knocked away. Blackman, though, gets it, puts it up off the glass. No good. Quackenbush tips him to himself and gets the rebound. Good interior defense that time by Newark as they maintain the six-point lead. Meister hands it off to Quackenbush. Jake takes it into the paint. Throws up the one-hander. No good. Tipped around. Meister battles, and it's going to be a foul on Gehanna. Zach Meister showing so much energy. Blackman will get his third, but I want to say that's at least his fifth offensive rebound, and I might be shortchanging him. He has shown just a tremendous amount of energy going to the offensive glass. Baseline out of bounds. Third team foul, by the way, on Gehanna. Gilbert looking to get it in. Lobs it into Irvin Royster. Back to Gilbert, left baseline. Quick double team. Irvin Royster gets it back. Quackenbush. Now Brooks, right wing. 4 minutes remaining, third quarter. Cats up by 6. Nice bounce pass to Gilbert. Layup good. Beautiful pass by Brooks. Tie now with 15. That's what he had in the district semifinal. And Irvin Royster with a steal. Meister dives for it and gets it to Irvin Royster. Great hustle. Cats have some numbers here. Brooks, Gilbert, three short. Rebound, Blackman, and a foul by Irvin Royster reaching in. It was a good look. It was a good look. Just came up short. Irvin Royster's second personal. Team foul number two in this third quarter. Raheem Washington comes back in. Newman will sit. Peterson in for Meister. But Zach has just played a tremendous basketball game. Gehanna has the basketball, trailing by 8, 32-24. Cats have had a lead of 9 in this third quarter. And they've had a little bit more cleanup. I think we're set now. Blackman will inbound it in the backcourt. Well, I thought we were ready. Nope, they got a little bit more cleanup to do. Now we're set. And it goes to Rivera Whitfield. He'll bring it up across the timeline. 3.5 third quarter. Cats led by 3 at half. They've expanded that to 8. Carter to Blackman up top. Washington, he'll launch a long jumper short. Rebound Peterson. Colton has it knocked away. Quackenbush, though, gets it. Now across the timeline, it's Brooks. Ty Braun looks to take it in. Bounced around twice. No call. They're letting him play. Gilbert has a kick off his foot. Goes to Peterson. This is an ugly possession, but the Cats still have the basketball, which is good. Brooks looks to take it in. And the Newark fans have just about had it with the lack of a no call. Here's Quackenbush. I mean, you've got to call something, and they'll call it on the floor. My goodness. Foul is going to be on Taylor Irvin, his first foul, team foul number 4. I understand it's tournament play and you let him be physical, but at some point you got to call something. Gilbert gets it in, faces a double team, back to Brooks, right baseline. Up top, Gilbert. Right wing, Brooks. Looking inside, they are just hounding Quackenbush inside. Brooks, turn around, swish. And we've got more moisture. Nice shot by Ty Braun. He's had a couple of good assists in this third quarter, and that was a sweet turnaround jumper, and the Cats have their largest lead now at 34-24 with 2:41 to go in this third quarter. And not trying to look too far ahead, but you look at Wednesday, we have more storms in the forecast for Wednesday and humidity. Just wonder if it's going to be another issue with this court and moisture. I know, Brian. Finish this game first. 34-24, Cats by 10. DeHanna swings it around. Carter, three. Off the back iron. Loose ball. Peterson gets a rebound for the Cats. Brooks will bring it across the timeline. Newark. Brooks takes a baseline. Cut off. Quackenbush. Jake, a three. Short. And rebound by DeHanna. Rivera Whitfield almost lost it. It goes to Carter. Here's a three. That's also short by Washington. And Peterson gets it, and coach says, slow it down. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Cats by 10, 34-24. And there's a foul call as Brooks runs into Carter. And that will send Ty Braun to the line as Gahanna's in the double bonus. Third team foul. Check that second foul on Carter and the fifth team. So Brooks back at the line where he just missed two, which is very unlike Ty Braun. 76% during the regular season. Ready for the first shot. Got that one. So he is up to 8 points. And this is like the third quarter against Delaware Hayes, where the Cats trailed by one at half and then were able to take a 10-point lead before Delaware cut it before the third quarter break. But Newark, another strong third quarter as Brooks hits both to give him nine. Gilbert out, Meister back in, and the Cats lead now is at 12, 36-24 with 1:50 remaining in this third quarter. Off it goes to Ryan Washington. Brooks with a steal. Ty Braun, it's one-on-one with Whitfield. Puts it up and in. He's got six in the quarter, 11 in the game, and it's a 38-24 Newark lead. And the Newark fans starting to get excited here as we have 1:28 remaining in this third quarter. Gahanna has scored 3 points. Up top, Washington, they'll swing it around. Here's Irvin driving baseline, stolen away by Brooks again. Second straight steal. Quackenbush, Peterson left wing. Colton up top, Meister. He'll take it into the paint. Zach Haynes shoots, scores! Time out, Gahanna. And the Newark fans come to their feet as they should. 1:03 to play in this third quarter, and the Cats have expanded the lead to 40-24. It was 30-21 when Nick Newman hit a three for Gahanna to cut it to six. Since then, it's a 10-0 run for the Cats, and that three-point halftime lead is now at 16. What a quarter for Newark. Now you just want to finish this last minute strong in the third quarter. Ty Gilbert has eight in this quarter. Six for Ty Braun Brooks. They have been the keys, and we talked about it. Perimeter play, Gilbert hits a couple threes, Brooks with a couple steals, and that's just going to open things up. Good defense in this quarter for Newark. The only 3 points coming on that Nick Newman three. That's the only field goal they have made. And still some issues with the moisture on the court here, so we'll have a little bit more of a delay. It'll be backcourt inbounds for Gahanna when we're ready to go. They have three people out on the floor mopping and cleaning. And they're working over near the Newark bench. I think they've got it. They were going to send the players back, but I think we're ready. And give credit to the officials for constantly checking the floor, making sure they're getting to the wet spots, because you would hate to see an injury this late in the season. So kudos to those guys for getting that job. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Cats up 40-24. Rivera Whitfield swings it over. Washington had an open three, but he looks to take it into the paint. He walked. Cats defense getting it done. Good double team that time by Jake and Ty Braun. And guess what, boys and girls? A little bit more moisture I don't know if you can hear the squeaking in the background, but it's something else. And they'll bring a towel out. 40-24, Newark by 16, 50 seconds to go. Now the Cats held it for one in the second quarter with a minute left. We'll see if they do the same thing now, up by 16 points. All right, now Johanna's going to decide to employ some full court press here after the delay. Jake looking to get it in. He does to Meister, back to Quackenbush. Jake still in the backcourt. Swings it over to Tybron. Brooks will look to bring it across the timeline, and he does. Hands it off to Peterson. Now Meister, left wing Irvin Royster. Quackenbush up top. Backdoor play to Brooks. Along the left baseline. Looks to post up. Two head fakes. Has it knocked away. And it's a near steal by Quackenbush. He can't save it, but it's going to be out of bounds. And it will stay with Gahanna at 21.7 seconds, third quarter. Gahanna. And it goes to Rivera Whitfield. Cats expanding a little bit of their man-to-man defense here at 12 seconds. Gahanna plays for one to end this third quarter. Rivera Whitfield has it kicked away by Peterson at 6.8. So it'll be a side out of bounds. Washington looks to get it in. Does to Carter. Now to Rivera Whitfield. Double team. 2 seconds. 1 second. Can they get a shot off? They do. Short at the buzzer. What a third quarter for the Newark Wildcats. They give up 3 points, score 16 of their own, and the three-point lead now is at 16 with one quarter to play, 40-24 Newark. Back for the fourth quarter after this timeout on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an RE.org.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
We start the fourth quarter for the district championship. Newark in control, 40-24, with a 16-3 third quarter barrage that now has them just 8 minutes away from a district championship. And we have another stoppage for moisture. So 5 seconds goes off, and we'll try it again. And it goes to Brooks in the backcourt. And Tybron will bring it up across Carter, and Carter knocks it away and gets a steal. So Gahanna with an opportunity here to start this fourth quarter. Carter takes it all the way, puts it up and in. He's now got five, and it's 40-26, and Gahanna will keep with a full-court pressure defense. Timeout, Newark. We'll keep it right here at 7:31, just getting it in. So Gahanna trying to get themselves some energy and enthusiasm, putting on some pressure defense, and it'll all be how the officials let this go. Carter has been very, very physical with Tybron Brooks. And they let that one go on the first possession with the steal. And then Quackenbush was in trouble in this second possession. So they'll inbound it in the backcourt. But you would assume that Gahanna will continue to put on the press and try to get Newark out of what they wanted to do. So just 30 seconds in, Gahanna has as many field goals as they did the entire third quarter. 40-26, Cats by 14. Jake looks to inbound it, lobs it into Brooks in the backcourt. Carter gets set to meet him. He'll bring it across the timeline. Carter, again, banging hard on Brooks. I don't know how that is not a foul. Brooks takes it into the paint, and they finally call a foul. Coach Quackenbush is beside himself, and he has every single right to be. Brooks, though, would not be deterred. He takes it into the paint and will go to the line. Carter, third foul, should have two more. Coach almost has a sarcastic smile on his face, talking to the official like, are you kidding me? Foul shot, Brooks, good. Ty Braun with 12. He had 23 in the district semifinal, so he's had a very nice tournament run here for Newark. 41-26, 7-17, fourth quarter. Brooks is ready. Second foul shot. Got it. So the lead back up to 16. It'll be an interesting 7 minutes here in this fourth quarter. Rivera-Whitfield gives it off to Carter. Back to Rivera-Whitfield. Tried to feed it inside. Brooks knocks it away again. Well, he's had a nice game offensively and a great game defensively. Back-to-back steals in that third quarter, really catapulting Newark to that double-digit lead. Rivera-Whitfield looks to get it in. Still looking. And what? I'm sorry, I apologize. They call a foul on Ty Gilbert. Gilbert's third, and it goes to Irvin. Up top, Ryan Washington trying to do a backdoor. Carter has it now. Up top, Washington hands it off to Carter. 42-26, Newark by 16. Rivera-Whitfield takes it into the paint to Irvin. Irvin puts it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound, Quackenbush. Ty Braun across the timeline. Cats by 16, 6:40, fourth quarter. Meister has it knocked away. He'll get it back to Brooks. Brooks over to Quackenbush. Back up top, Brooks, right wing now. Takes his dribble into the paint, spins away. Little floater off the glass and in, and one. I think Ty Braun's gotten a little upset with the physical play being allowed on him, and he's going to say, I'm going to score on you any way which can, and he just did. And he'll go to the line with a chance for a three-point play. 10 points in this second half for Ty Braun, 15 in the contest. Tied with Gilbert for top honors. And now he's ready for the and-one foul shot. And it would give Newark their largest lead at 19. Foul shot, yes. Honorable mention, district. Sure don't agree with that. 45-26, Newark by 19. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Rivera-Whitfield thought about the three, takes it into the paint, cut off. Irvin on the right wing. Launches a very contested three. No good. Meister, another rebound. Cats doing a great job on the boards tonight. They've done that all season long, out-rebounding almost everyone, and they're doing it again this evening against Gahanna. Meister. Nice cut to Gilbert. Gilbert looking inside Irvin Royster. Back to Meister, left wing. Now Gilbert, right wing. Ty over to Brooks. Ty Braun will bring it to the right baseline, Quackenbush. Jake. Long pass to Gilbert. Left wing threes. Bullseye. Ty with his fourth three-pointer, and it's 48-26. Newark up by 22. Coach said we were going to play better today than we did on Monday. They have done that and then some. Washington. Nowhere to go. Gives it off to Carter. And they're... Can't tell if they said he stepped out of bounds or a foul. I think it's going to be a foul. It will be on Meister. That'll be Zach's third. Good job, though, by the Newark players that had two personal fouls at halftime. Now a couple have three, but they played that whole third quarter and did not get into foul trouble. 48-26, Newark by 22 with 5-11. And that's 5-11 away from another district championship. Raheem Washington. Now it goes to Ryan Washington, right wing. Takes it into the paint, double-teamed left-hander, shot way short, one and done. Gilbert gets the rebound. And Gahanna looking a little frustrated. They have five, count them, 5 points in this second half after having 21 at the break. Jake launches a three, around no good. Urban Royster battles and they're going to call him over the back. That'll be Alex's third. And that'll be team foul number three. Gahanna has two. Bodie Smith looking to check in. See who he will. He'll give Brooks a breather, and Ty Braun has earned that, and he gets a nice ovation from the Newark fans. 48-26, Newark, a 22-point lead at 4:47, fourth quarter. The winner off to the regional semifinal Wednesday night versus the winner of Reynoldsburg and Pickerington North. That's coming up next here at the Taft. Gahanna with the basketball. Blackman launches a three. Got it. Blackman's second three. He now has 10. And it's 48-29. Newark by 19. Gilbert double-teamed. Off to Bodie Smith. Now Peterson has it way out front. Peterson. Left side, Gilbert, looking inside for Quackenbush, can't get it to him. He'll bring it back to the top, right wing it goes, Peterson. He'll drive baseline, puts it up, off the glass and in for two. Peterson showing no fear going up against Raheem Washington, and it's 50-29. Rivera Whitfield, top of the key, thought about the three, now passes it over. Here's a three on the way. That one is up and in. Checking to see who that was. That's a player that's just came into the game, and I apologize. We'll get you that number here in just a minute. Gilbert in trouble. Timeout called by Newark. Joey Nevels was the person who hit the three. So Newark calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:40, fourth quarter. Cats up 50-32 on the home of Newark basketball. Kate, 98.7.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater. A historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Newark is 3 minutes and 40 seconds away from their 27th district championship, leading Gahanna 50-32. Don't forget, Buckeye basketball comes up after us. Ohio State hosting Indiana to close out the regular season as the Big Ten tournament will start next week. Cats will inbound it after the timeout. Quackenbush will do it here on the side. Team fouls in this fourth quarter. Newark has three, Gahanna two. So you expect the Lions to continue to be aggressive. Peterson left wing. Now it's Brooks who's checked right back in. Brooks drives right baseline. Layup up and in. He's not had a lot of easy looks. That one, whoa, was, and it's back up to 20 at 52-32. Rivera Whitfield, he answers with a three. So back-to-back threes by Gahanna. Whitfield's now got five, and it's at 17, 52-35, 3 minutes, fourth quarter. Quackenbush to Irvin Royster. Alex. Waiting for a defender to come out. Now he'll swing it out to Brooks near half court. And Cats will play a little keep away here. Urban Royster back to Brooks near half court. 2:45 remains. Brooks facing a double team. Off it goes to Peterson. Peterson spins to the left. Now top of the key. Here's Gilbert left wing. Ty with some big threes tonight. Here's Quackenbush back to Gilbert. Cats 2:25 away in this fourth quarter. Brooks and Newark doing what they want to right now. Taking a lot of time off that clock. And a near steal by Rivera Whitfield. It's still on the floor, they say. Now it goes out of bounds. Good hustle by Gahanna and Ryan Washington, but it will stay with the Cats at 2:11. Quackenbush will inbound it. Jade's got to pull his shirt down a little bit. Now we're ready. Jake lobs it in the backcourt to Irvin Royster, hands it off to Brooks. So Tybron with Rivera Whitfield in the backcourt brings it across the timeline, which is what you want to see, at the two-minute mark. Hands it off to Gilbert. Now to Brooks. Brooks facing a double team. Quackenbush over to Gilbert, right side. Again, way out near front, and it looks like Gahanna might be calling off the dogs as we have four players ready to come in on the next dead ball. Quackenbush, 140. Jake takes it to the top of the key. Now to Irvin Royster. Now to Gilbert. And what do we got? And Newark's going to call a timeout to get the substitutions in. So the Newark fans come to their feet as we have wholesale substitutions for both ball clubs. Gahanna calling off the dogs. Newark getting ready to celebrate a district championship as we have 94 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Braden Kobe checking in for Newark. Branson DeWalt, Sean Breckville, who gets the ball right there. Kobe gets it back. And the Cats, at a minute 30, has the ball knocked away. It'll stay with the Wildcats in front of their bench. Just a tremendous second half for Newark. They have scored 28 points and given up 14. Branson DeWalt has it along the baseline. The big man looks to take it inside, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for two with a minute 23 to go in this fourth quarter. So Newark will improve to 22-2. And the group that was coming back from last year, they really felt like they had one slip away here at the barn against Upper Arlington, and they wanted to come back and get that district championship, and mission accomplished. As they capture a share of the league title this year, they get the district championship, and now off to the regional, where odds are they'll be facing their rival from the OCC Buckeye, that being Reynoldsburg. DeWalt misses the second foul shot, but Breckville's right there. He gets into the scoring column. And it's 54-35, Newark by 19. Here's Newman. He has 3 points on the night. Shearer takes it in. Runner is no good. Rebound by Reynolds, or I should say Gahanna, excuse me. And a rebound by Kobe inside as we're under a minute to play. 54-35, Newark by 19. A very satisfying victory indeed for the Cats. Loose ball. Kobe tried to get it, and he'll commit the foul with 41.7. Just the fourth team foul. Reynoldsburg and Pickerington North will come up next. So three district champions have been crowned so far today. And it's gone chalk. Olin Tansey, the third seed. Hilliard Bradley, the top seed. And your Newark Wildcats, the second seed, all capturing district titles. Reynoldsburg is the fourth seed, so it could be 1-4 with no upsets. We'll see what happens later on today. Kobe drives baseline as we are down to 15 seconds. Breckville with the basketball. And the Cats say, hold it off, we're done. And that's the way this one will come to an end. The Newark Wildcats, congratulations to Coach Quackenbush, the coaching staff, and the players. They are district champions for the 25-26 campaign taking care of Gehanna Lincoln by a final of 54-37. Congratulations to Newark, and it's always a special treat when both the boys and the girls team capture district championships, and that's exactly what has happened for this 25-26 season. Newark district champs, they win 54-37. We'll recap it after this timeout on the home of Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors, 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Mother Nature warming us up means it's time to mow. Hi, this is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for our line of Spartan mowers. When I hear Spartan, I think gladiators and battles. Be the victor. Featuring a 3-year warranty on major components and built like a tank. With up to 40 horsepower, it'll make quick work of those chores and more time for fun. Ask us about the Spartan Military and First Responders Program. Come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive through away. Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Back here at the Taft Coliseum, the Newark Wildcats getting ready to get their district championship trophy and cut down the nets as they were victorious today in the district final over Gehanna by a final of 54-37. The Cats led after one quarter 15-14, and it was 24-21 at halftime, and everyone thought this would be a close ball game going into the second half. But Newark started out strong in that third quarter, getting a couple threes. They led it 30-21 when Newark called a timeout, and Gehanna answered with a three-pointer by Nick Newman, and that made it 30-24, and you're thinking, okay, we'll still have a battle. Then Newark scored the final 10 points of that third quarter and went up 40-24 at the end of three, and then cruised to the 54-37 victory, leading by as many as 22 points. Just a tremendous defensive effort, outscoring the Lions in the second half 30-16, and they gave up just one field goal in that third quarter, that three-pointer that I just mentioned by Newman. Other than that, Gahanna had nothing going offensively. So a very, very impressive victory for the Cats. It didn't look super nice on Monday in the district semi, but this team rallied and just, this was their mission. This was their goal, district championship, after coming up short last year, and they accomplished that. Steve Blackman led the way for Gahanna Lincoln, the freshman. He had 10 points, 9 points for Ryan Washington, all of those in the first half. He did not score in half number two. 5 points for Roger Carter and Derek Rivera Whitfield, 3 points for Joey Nevels and Nick Newman. For the Cats, 18 points apiece by Ty Gilbert and Ty Braun Brooks. Ty hitting four big threes, three of those in the second half. And Brooks, again, he was beat up and physically trying to get manhandled by Gahanna Lincoln. He did not let it faze him mentally. He took it to the rack again and again, hit a big three as well, and had a great, great floor game. So both of those guys with 18 points. Jake Quackenbush coming up just shy of a double-double. He did have over 10 rebounds and finished with 8 points. But he got all those 8 points in the first quarter, but you kind of felt like that opened the door for Ty and Ty Braun to hit some threes and then also take it to the paint. 4 points for Colton Peterson, 3 points for Zach Meister, and Zach, tremendous job with rebounds, especially on the offensive glass. Maybe his best game with offensive rebounds. He kept several possessions alive. 2 points for Sean Breckville, and 1 point for senior Alex Irvin Royster. So Newark now improves to 22-2. And they will move on to the regional semifinal Wednesday. They will be back here at the Taft Coliseum, taking on the winner of the next game here between Reynoldsburg and Pickerington North. We'll have all the action for you Wednesday with the pregame beginning at 5:45 and the tip-off at 6 o'clock as the Cats now just 2 games away from a regional championship and a berth in the state final. Congratulations to the Newark Wildcats, district champions, number 27 in the illustrious career, as they defeat Gahanna 54-37. CJ, as always, great job back at the studio. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. For everyone else, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final, Newark 54, Gahanna 37. This is the home of Newark Wildcat basketball. Kate 98.7.
This has been Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Lays it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores, Bummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store.
Bullseye!
Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.